to Protect, brought to you by East Coast FM, the IBI, and funded by Commissioner the Man with the Television Licence Fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Good evening. My name is Max Kane, and you're very welcome to Ours to Protect on East Coast FM. Each week, we discuss topics relating to climate change and the environment and the things that you and I can do to help. This week, we're talking all about how we can use our voice to inspire change. Reporter Clodagh Byrne was out and about and had a chat with Aidan about his thoughts regarding climate activism.
So, Aidan, what sort of climate activism have you seen in recent years?
So I've seen the Extinction Rebellion stuff that's been going on. That's been, I think, very visible recently. I've also seen a lot of stuff in South America, people defending the rainforest and things like that. I'd say that's the two most visible things I've seen.
Is there any climate activist that you agree or disagree with?
I would say that I definitely agree with the people defending the rainforest, especially because a lot of the time they seem to be native people who have lived there for a very long time. So it's kind of good to see that sort of indigenous support for climate activism. And yeah, I actually agree with Extinction Rebellion as well. I think that they know that they're not going to destroy any of the artworks or do any big harm to anything. It's just about kind of raising visibility, which I think they do a good job of.
Have you ever been involved in climate activism in the past?
I actually haven't, no, not in a big way. Apart from some school projects and stuff like that, no, not really.
So would you ever like to be involved, and how would you like to be involved?
Yeah, I think I would. I'm not sure how. I think maybe if there were some kind of big protests, things like that going on. Otherwise, obviously stuff like voting for parties that are actually going to do something about the environment is always important.
Voice is a member-based Irish environmental charity that empowers individuals and local communities to take positive action to conserve our natural resources. Voice is the NGO expert in Ireland on waste reduction and the circular economy. Here's what Harrison Gardner, an acclaimed eco-builder and skill-sharing advocate, had to say to Voice about his background.
I guess what we're trying to do at Common Knowledge is have one eye looking backwards at everything that we've done before and all the ways that we've done things before, and one eye looking forward as to what we need to be doing, the future we're trying to prepare for and create for ourselves, and how we can blend those things together. And so I love traditional skills. I have this old Irish cottage, but I am not I'm not a traditionalist. I'm not a purist when it comes to like how we use these buildings. And I really believe that if they'd had access to concrete 100 years ago, they would have been using concrete 100 years ago. And I think it's our job to look at the lay of the land right now and look at what materials we have available to us. We've got access to everything we've ever done in the past, from lime mortars to building with stone to weaving willow baskets to fixing our clothes. We've got access to all those skills. We now also have 3D printers, and we're making clothes out of mushrooms, and we're doing all kinds of things here. And there's no need that those two things need to be in separate camps, right? We can blend all of this stuff together. We can just be present, be where we are, look around at what we have accessible, and see that there's a way to solve the problems that we have using a mixture of these materials and trying to take into account the holistic effect of putting these things together and what it's going to do for us. And I guess that's kind of the story that we're trying to tell, and the way of thinking we're trying to instill with the people who come and spend time with us at Common Knowledge is that every problem has a solution, and there's no rules as to where that solution comes from or what it's made from or how much it costs, right? Mm-hmm. Solutions don't cost money, right? Solutions are just ideas, and it's up to us to find the best way to implement them and the best way to incorporate them into our lives.
You can get even more information online. Be sure to visit the website ourstoprotect.ie or eastcoast.fm. A handy tip sheet will give you all the information that you need to know. Join the conversation online using the hashtag #ArsToProtect and be sure to text or WhatsApp as well. Our number is 087 77 11 103. Ours to Protect on East Coast FM is a climate change and climate action focused programme series funded by Commission Amman with the television licence fee. You can listen back to all of our episodes so far at ourstoprotect.ie.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission Amman with the television licence fee and is a partnership between East Coast FM and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.